John chapter 5, beginning with verse 30. I can do nothing at all on my own. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I were to testify about myself, my testimony would not be valid. There is another who testifies about me, and I know that his testimony about me is valid. You sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. The testimony I receive is not from man, but I am saying these things so that you may be saved. John was a lamp that was shining brightly, and for a while you wanted to enjoy his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. For the works that the Father gave me to carry out, the very works that I am doing, these testify about me that the Father has sent me. The Father who sent me, he is the one who has testified about me. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe the one he sent. You search the scriptures, because you think you have eternal life in them. They testify about me, and yet you do not want to come to me in order to have life. I do not accept honor from people, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, yet you do not accept me. If someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe while you continue to accept glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe what I say? You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.